We're holding in Simen Reis Samach Gimel in the end of Seif Yudaled. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh Oimrim, She'oise Ner Shehudlak L'Shem Shabbos, that candle that was lit in L'Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, Osur Ligabo, you're not allowed to touch him, V'lehoise B'Shemen, and to add oil, V'afilim Kova Osur L'Tartalei, and even if it blew off, you're not allowed to move it in Shabbos. And what this halacha is going? The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoten and Zion explains, Hainu, for sure, who is not allowed to touch? The prisoner of Mekabel Shabbos, for sure, is not allowed to touch. Hainu, afilu achar shelo hidlik adayin ve loy kibel Shabbos. Ken kosova ol zorua. Ve kosova magin avrom, hatam, de ozi le shitoso, de kabola tzibur beto ushmo kabola. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the magin avrom is learning that this aloch is the end of the Seif Yudalet that was talking about a tzibur that was Mekabel Shabbos in a mistake. Because they thought it's night, and they lit in the candles, and then the sun shined out. So the man Omar and holds that Kabbalah betos Shmo Kabbalah, these candles have a aloche legabi the person that was lit in the candles. The mele is chal in the mekdusha. The mele osur ligaboy letalteloy afilu shenichbo. V'imken hukzo aner lemitzvos. The kevin shehukzo lebailim hukzo lakoil. V'gam osur ligaboy dechashin shemo yishtamesh bo letzayich mitzvah shemo yishtamesh bo. ולצריך מצווה יש לה אוקל. תרי חידושים. Don't be used it for דבר חויל. And not only that, don't add oil and don't touch it. And the Baraloch has said it's a big חידוש, the איסור to touch. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Shchonor paskins, the איסור to touch, and not only the person that was Mekabel Shabbos, even the other person, because it was מוקצה למקצווסי. But לצריך מצווה, the Mishnah Berurah says יש לה אוקל from the דרך החיים, from the נסיבס. משבוע אז מאמשך כוסף הפרימי גודים מי שידליק נו בשבס בעוד יום גודל והיתנה שלא לקבל שבס אפילו אוכי הוא קצה ענה למצווה סייב אוסו להשתמש ביתש משל חויל ואפילו אחרים אסורים למקצו לביילים אוסו לקויל Before we start, we talk about a ner that is chalal at Kedusha Shabbos, the Bailim taught that it's Shabbos, and the Mele, Adloke Betoyes is Shmo Adloke. If Adloke Betoyes is Shmo Adloke, it's Gornisht. But if it's Adloke Betoyes is Shmo Adloke, it's called Adloke, it's Mukze. Now the Prima Godim is saying another Chidush. What would it be if he lit in the Kobe Ner Shabbos and it has a Din of Ner Shabbos? Just what? Even that it has a Din of Ner Shabbos, but the person was not Mekabel Shabbos yet. Even so, it's a Kedusha and the Ner, and it's also Vishtamish Belechoil, Kehukta Le Mitzvasei. He doesn't say clearly that you're not allowed to move it, you're allowed to move it. Could be also not be allowed to move it. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah before didn't understand exactly B'Shem the Achroinim, what is that Isur of Negiah. La'aloch le'maisa, we remember that Sif Kotten Mem Hei, we learned the Mishnah Berurah, I will read inside. Avali midlik v'baisa mokim shemishtamishim boi mutar letalte le'macharkach v'la'anichem v'mokim acher. You see, you're allowed to move the candles, and it's not choshish with the Isur Negiah. Maybe we'll say that it's only a place that the Mekabel, the lighting was not Mekabel, the person that lit the candles was not Mekabel Shabbos. Lo yishomanu. So the place can say, La'aloche be'ikar hadin avadat tzarech mitzvah, we have the passion of Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Mem Hei, that you're allowed to move the candles. We'll go right to Hemshech L'Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tesvov. I'm sorry, Sif Kotten, Seif Tesvov. Mi she'shol yispalel mincha be'arav Shabbos, he was delayed to daven mincha be'arav Shabbos, עד שקיבלו הכל שבס, לציבור ומקבל שבס, ואיבד ברוך ומזמושלו ימי שבס, לא יספר אל מנחה באויסה בסכנסס. Don't have a מנחה in the same שור. אלא ילך לחוץ לאויסה בסכנסס, outside the שור, ויספר את תפילה של חול. Because they did it שבס, ושבוע explains, לא יעשינו חול בפניהם. אלא יספר אל ארביס, והוא שלא קיבלו שבס עמוהם. It's only if he was not מקבל שבס with them. But if he said Baruch Hu B'dem, Aval im Ono v'kibel Shabbos imoem, Eini yochel yispar atfilas choyl, Elo yispar el Arvishtay, Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha. Shekiblo ayinu be'amiras Baruch Hu, Be'mizmor shilu yom HaShabbos, Kol mokel lefi minhogoy. Sifkot nun tes, Lo yispar el ayinu afilo el yom gadol, Mishum she'achi she'itchilu hakol hakodesh, Kiblo arayu Shabbos, She'achi she'akol kitshu hayoim, Lo yasenu choyl etzlam, Var deo mekabel Shabbos, In the mekadesh hayoim, Lo yasenu choyl etzlam. אבל אם אונו היינו שאונו ברוך הוא ועשור בעצמי קודש ואני אז ברוך הוא איך יעשינו אחר כך חול יהיה מסוף שמוכי לסלי תקנטס somebody will do it even to myris היינו שתיים מתחילו האכול לשם שבס היינו מתחילו לשם שבס קודש אחר כך השניו לתשלום המנחו ואם הפך אפשר ויוצא הויל ועדיין הוא יהיה מזמן מנחו this הלוח is very clear We'll see one more seif, and then we'll be mazel both seifim together. In Bala Besakneset, somebody will come out of Satsibu Shabbos. They didn't mekabel Shabbos. They're about to mekabel Shabbos. He could right away matchil ispal el mincha. Ve'afal pi sheboidim ispal el mincha ispalu ve'ikablu atzibur Shabbos. Ein mekach klum oil ve'itchil beheter. Matchil ispal el mincha. Ve'lo yamtin at shi'ane bochu. Maybe he'll say he wants to have a bochu. Dimyane shuv le'yuchal ispal achakach mincha. So he starts, and even in mekabel in the middle, he carries on mincha. Even the dead davening ma'ariv kabel Shabbos mizmoshir oil ve'itchil beheter. Ve'afal pi sheyodeya she'le'yuchal ligmer afil chotzi tefile. Können Bochum mit Kolm und Kolm Mikri Hitchil Beheta. Für sie ist so sehr, dass sie ispallen, viele schon heute in der Zibu, sie ispallen schon Schabes, eine Elochum Rebbe Alme. Und mit Kolm und Kolm, die mich der Buhr finden, sie so ist, ihr ist er teuf, it's better, bei euch in sehr, sie ist er Chusla bis der Knesset, sie will go out of the shul, wie ispallen schon. So we have a loch, if a person comes to a shul, that a davening Mayriv, he can daven Milcha with them, but he could daven Milcha outside. The Bura Loch points out a point. The halacha is in Seif Yud Beis that if the tzibur mekabel Shabbos, the yochel is nigra achreim, and also laz is meloche. So why is he allowed to daven mincha? We see in the hemshach of this Seif that if he says Baruch Hu, he's also not allowed to daven mincha because he was mekabel Shabbos. So even if he didn't say Baruch Hu and they said Baruch Hu, why is that nigra achreim? The Bura Loch is as a chidush chala kabole legabe meloche, but legabe isur mincha, kolzman he didn't say Baruch Hu, he's not nigra achre tzibur, he's allowed to daven mincha. Another point that the Poskim speak out, what a beef, he says, Bochen is not Mechav in the Mekabel Shabbos. Some Achreinim want to Mechav in the Mishneh Brua, Sivkon, some Achbeis, that it's Chal B'di Evet. Because he says, start the Daven Minche, and don't wait to answer Bochen with them, because if you answer Bochen with them, you cannot Daven Minche later. Why not? I will answer Bochen, and I will not have a Das in Mekabel Shabbos, I'll make it tonight, and then I will Daven Minche. But the Maaseh the Achor of Meishe Feinstein that a Vada, if a person makes a Tanai, he's answering Bochen, he's not Mechavin the Megabel Shabbos, a Vada he could have in Mincha. And now the question is like this. After we know that when a person is Megabel Shabbos with Bochen, he can't have in Mincha. Klal Yisrael HaMakbil HaTeis HaShabbos. So how you have Shul that have in Mincha and Shkia time or later, if like that, that's me, if you have to Megabel HaTeis HaShabbos before, you cannot have in Mincha later. So the Eretz HaTzvi wants to say a Kula that we make a Tanai. We mekabel Shabbos to mekayim Teis Shabbos on the tzad that Shabbos is ready in Shkia. But on the tzad that Shabbos is much later, we're not mekabel here the Teis Shabbos and we're davening Mincha. And for the Isur of davening Mincha and the time that it's Kabbalah Shabbos, we say mech for that Isur, maybe Taka is not Shabbos yet. But the eager question is, how you mekabel Teis Shabbos and then you daven Mincha? So if you daven early Mincha, you mekabel Shabbos after you daven Mincha. But if you daven Mincha late, how you mekabel Teis Shabbos? Some Achronim wanted to say Teis Shabbos doesn't ask him Mincha. Baruch Hu asks him Mincha. The Tzibur started Ma'ariv and Mizmor Shuli and Shabbos. But Stamtim Mekabel Shabbos doesn't ask him Mincha. Different Achronim wanted to answer the Chasam Sefer is Beroisham. You Mekabel Teis Shabbos for the Teis Sefer and you're not Mekabel Teis Shabbos for the Kedusha. And we saw that you could separate it. The truth is, if Teis Shabbos is not a halacha to say Bepeh, so we don't have a kasha at all. Teis Shabbos is Chal Me'elo, but it's only Legabe Melocha. And then you can daven mincha. If you say Baruch Hu, you mekabel bepeh, then you cannot daven mincha. But the question is, we pass and we bring down from Shem Abeliashim, from Shem Zalman, from Chaim Kanievsky, Shmir HaShabbos, that is the Indian to say, Arayim mekabel Shabbos bepeh. So then the question is, Dr. Shmir HaShabbos, Kilchoso, a person comes to Shul, and he sees that he's davening mincha late, he says, don't daven with them, daven be Yechidus, and say, Arayim mekabel Kudusha Shabbos after it. Because if you say it before, you can't daven mincha. And not to say it, you're missing the mitzvah of Teis Shabbos. This is very schwer for the few shittas that is a chiyuv to say bepeh arayim mekabel lo teis Shabbos. The answer is they brought down from the Shem Chasen Sefer that a person could say arayim mekabel lo teis Shabbos to the meloch and after the kedusha and then he could have a mincha after it. Another halacha that we have to know. We learn that if a person comes to a place that the daven ma'ariv already, he can't daven mincha. The Moshe Feinstein speaks out. If it's a place that they have an early minion and a late minion, the early minion davens mincha and ma'ariv in Bodiyom, and then the second minion comes, for sure they could daven ma'ariv. And they could daven mincha, even at the first people daven ma'ariv. Because it's like two different minyanim in the koisel, and one place daven ma'ariv, one place daven mincha, it's not a stira. But here I want to speak out a question that a lot of poskim ask. You need a big ma'ariv to say a psak here. A person steps into his shul, they're holding a lechadoidi mizmor shul yem ha-shabbos, which is reis ha-machalef, different places where it's chal, tisef, es kabola, shabbos. Mishabur said by us, Baruch Hu, sifkoten, nunches, You're allowed to daven mincha, you have to step out. When you look in the halacha here, you will have to step out. You can't daven, they already daven, they're mekabel Shabbos. Only the Mishneh Berurah and Shulchan Aruch are talking in a place like the Berurah Halacha spoke out. That nigra achar aroif. And they're ready also to do melacha. But they wanted to daven mincha, you didn't do it because the tzibur already daven ma'ariv. They started Baruch Hu. You can't daven choy b'fneim. But if it's in a place that a mute and not nigra achar aroif, like our shuls a lot of times, that it doesn't have a din of a mute nigra achar aroif because there's so much minyanim and shtot, could be there's not Yisrael to daven mincha in a place that you already daven ma'ariv. But again, you have to have a musmach and muvik meroiroi to be matu such a heter. Was this if you Zion? Yes, Oimrim. Shemi shekibul of Shabbos kodem hashecho was mekabel Shabbos early. Mutar lemal Yisrael chaveiro ilazis lemelocha. He's allowed to tell us a different yid to do it from a melocha. It's not Yisrael shvus. Umutar lehena is moisa melocha b'Shabbos and also you're allowed to be nene. Vekoshken adds the Ramah b'motzi Shabbos mishmachel ispar b'motzi Shabbos. Shemam shechsudo segdoilo mutar lemal chaveiro Yisrael. שכבר הוא הספר והיב דילאסיס למלוך אלא אליג לנרס ולבש אלוי ומוטר להנס ולאוכל ומלאך תקניר לי. What is the הלוכה? Even that you מקבל שבס, your friend was not מקבל, there's no איסור אמירה. And קושקן מוצא שבס. Why it's a קושקן? לא אם יבוא ערב שבס, that the person was מקבל, but he doesn't have a way out. Even so, while his friend was not מקבל שבס, he's allowed to tell him to do מלוכה, מוצא שבס, and if I want to say בורך המעבל, I also could say. But if it's פשיט, that I allowed to tell my friend to do מלוכה, I'm allowed to be נהנה from his מלוכה. We read the Mishneh Berurah and Tzayit Sif Kotten Samach Dalet Mutar Lema. The Kevin Shel Chaveiro Mutar, while his friend is allowed to, and Isur Amir Shayach Beze. So if the Eirik Sheyeshu Us Arbo Ibn Hashmoshes, the Musomor Ibn Hashmoshes, the Vali Kiblu Rivan Shoyu Shabbos, Hamiut Nigar Achrei. Baal Kochek Le'ed, the Seif Yud Beis, for the Shayach Zodin Zek Shemagia. ולשייך שון דין זה משנבור עצר הזו חידוש כשמגיע סומר לבן השמושס אל ימתינו להם המזמו שיר ים השבס ושאר מזמר מנהוגים של איזה אנושים האויסקים בביתם בעניוניהם ומשים לא ולבית הכנסת not to wait to make up to make a mitzvah of תשע שבס וקושי גם אותי שבס משבור אקסטנט הכביסלת פירוש לבן השבס כבר כאילו שבס ואי אפשר לאחזור אפילו אוכי שורי קושי גם אותי שבס וכל שור ושור אם יורוי זה מספר אלומד ולמקושי גם מותר להם על החברי ויספר וחבר ויספר והיבדי להיינו שהיבדי בתפילה ובזה מותר להם מלוכה כדלכמון אף שלא היבדי לה לקויס סבקודם סמך זין ומותר להנויס והלבוש אויסר אלם כן בירך ואיסך דייתם מן השבס ומצי שבס והאחרונים הסכים לשולחנוך ואם אמר עמד ומקדש לכל the one that is eating באמצע סעודוסוי לכולה על משורי תוצר סובון and even he himself is allowed to do a מלוכה כמו שקוסם בסימן רייס הלקטס ואפילו בעצם מותר אז לעשות מלוכה אך צורכיר ולמשנה ברור אם יוכל אחר לא ימר רצי אם יוכל אמר אחר כך רצי פרסנס אז בורך אמר במילה ובמילה זה לאחת דו המלוכה צורכיר וקצי רצי עונת סטירס אני מוגן אברון ומראי צדק טס בדת we didn't say it again אך צורכיר אם יוכל אחר כך לא ימר רצי בברכת המוזן כיוון שהסור מתחיל חול כל סבור מגולים מתשעה בסן היוכל נגר אחר הרויב דיינו ערב שבס ודרוי בציבור זה מקבל זה זה מקבל ובקום שבס דיק מוצא שבס אף על פי even the whole ציבור שכולם לא יספלו ולא יבדילו the whole thing in שבס and you want to finish it יוכל להביא ולעשות מלוכם שיגיע הזמן כתב ברוך המעבדו and here we have a couple of חידושים in these הלוכס one הלוכס that I want to speak out שם זמן speaks out so we see out from here there's no איסור אמירה to בן ארץ ישראל משרת שובה אין סימן טוב צדיק ווב סבקוטן בייס היא בין זמן פון דפויסקים דה בן חוץ לאורת שחייב לשמור יון טוב שני של גוליאס בארץ ישראל עושו ללמה לחבר בן ארץ ישראל לעשות למלוכה what is the difference why ערב שבס you're allowed to and here you're not allowed to so בשביל זמן עושה זק דס שייני יוחה ביוס דרי הציבור להקים לו למס השבס Simon not mekabel. Just he was mekabel, but he knows by them it's not Shabbos. So he's allowed to tell him to do a melocha, especially if the Shabbos is only a neder. But she ain't giving yom tov sheni. I'm achmirim soivrim do yom tov sheni. So for them, klapi they were dating the bnei Yisrael also have a yom tov sheni. Maybe you're not allowed to. And it brings down from Mochasim Kippur. There was people that were going to fast 2 days and stated that they're not allowed to. ask people that are not Makbilen today to do for the Melocha, not allowed to be Nehle for the Melocha. Mir, Mishnah Shuzam, finishes, Le Meisen Rabim Nehagim Lehokil. Not like the Shara Tshuva. The Kevin Shabizman Azor, like Mishum Minag, Abiseinu, Lochot Kilo, the Yireach knows, Shereb Neret Yisrael, it's not Yontef. Because it's a Vada Echol, okay, Meretz Borili, and be made a Betzirub, the Chacham Tzvi, that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to keep 2 days, Rabbi Makilim. So again, Rabbi Shemazam and Rabbi Yashiv hold, and as they should share a tshuva, that Ben Eretz Chutzlaot is not allowed to tell a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a Melocha for him and Yontef, Sheini. Shemazam is Melamed Chutz, and Rabbi Makilim, Metziruf, that it's only Minig Abaseinu B'Yodeinu, so it's not like I think that for you it's also, but Mela I'm allowed to. Now, what would be if the Ben Eretz Yisrael wants to do for the Ben Chutzlaot a Melocha? Some achronim wanted to ask, like in Yom Kippur, state the end of Sheni, Mochas Yom Kippur, Buraloch bin Zayn, Shmachmirim to fast, and not have a noif in someone else's meloche. Shem Zam says it's different. The pshat is, the Machmirim know that it's an inyan to be Machmir. So it's an inyan to be Machmir that other people also be Machmir, you're not allowed to be Nene. Here it's only meaning of a saying to be a day, but other people don't have to be Machmir. So even if it's an Isur Amira for you, but the Vada, you're allowed to be Nene from the other person's Meiser. This is one aloche. Another aloche we learned out here. What if it happens in Masi Shabbos, a person keeps up Rabbeinu Tam? He's Machmir on Rabbeinu Tam. He's allowed to tell someone that is not Machmir on Rabbeinu Tam to do for him aloche or not. So anders sagen, if it's only a chumre ba'alme, maybe it's leichter. The question, how this person is misyachas to Rabbeinu Tam. If he's not giving like Abidei Reises, so Avad Eval Bahim, it's also, he's not allowed to, and you can learn out from here. Some want to learn out from here that you're allowed to. And Taisa Shabbos, you're allowed to tell someone else to do it. But the answer is, you're not allowed to. Because by you it's a Yisu. Only when by you it's a Minik, then you're allowed to. Mele, a person that keeps Rabbeinu Tam lechumre, legamre, even legabe de reises, is not allowed to tell someone else to do a meloche. If it's only a chumre ba'alme, he does it legabe de reises, and not legabe de rabbonons. So again, if it's only legabe de reises, the achroni want to be makel, to tell a ben Eretz Yisrael legabe shum zamen. But, if it's makbid, not the ben Eretz Yisrael, legabe Rabbeinu Tam. If he's makbid legabe de reises, only de reises, he's allowed to tell someone who's not mekabel Rabbeinu Tam to do a meloche. But if he's makbid for everything, then the place in Bodal Efshos a mokke to be makbid. Another interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Gimel, we said he himself is mekabel Shabbos. He's allowed to tell a friend to do a meloche for him. But he himself is not allowed to. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, nearly, if he has a slave, he's not allowed to tell the slave to do a meloche. He says, man yenuach ato bincho ve'avdecho, it's my chiyuv. Also the same thing with Shvisas Ve'eme. It's my chiyuv. Even in Teisha Shabbos, I'm not allowed to tell my Eved to do for your Meloche. Moshe wanted to say that every Isha is Meshubed Lebailo, so if Mele, he was in Kabbal Shabbos early, the wife is not allowed to do a Meloche for him. Al Daitoi. Because in the Shevet Halevi, it's Chorik, it says the Isha is not like an Eved, but he says that Bola Vaktanim, could be if they do it Al Daitoi de Avua, he's over Aleman Yanuach Bincho. So ain't a chenami is no Yisur Teisa Shabbos to tell Amir Eli Yisrael, but we have to know the Shevet Alevi and Ramey Shavodan that be'eved, because it's not mitzad Amir, it's mitzad Leman Yonuach. So Ramey Shavodan said that every Yisur has a din like a'eved, and Ander Achroim say no, every Yisur does not have a halacha like a'eved, so the Shevet Alevi from Rav Osner. But legabi bonim ktanim, that the oisim al das aviyem, is a big svara to say that it would be also to tell a little kid to do a malacha when you make a Shabbos, and Tais v'Shabbos. Simen Reis Samachdalet Dinei Apsilois Apsilo V'Hashemen. This Simen is talking about the halachas that Chazal asked to use some kind of wicks, some kind of oil for Shabbos. And in the Learn the Sugi and Shabbos, we have 2 reasons why Chazal asked it. One reason is Gzeire V'Rabbonon Shemoyate. Maybe it will not be lighting so well, and he will be bending down the oil to be closer to the psile, to fix the psile, and he'll be over on the Isur Mavir and Shabbos. And this halacha is not only when he's going to read. We know normally you're not allowed to read Lo Yiraner Shemoyate. But here, even if he will do different halachas, Chazal were Choshesh, maybe he will be coming to be Mate. So they asked him to use these kind of oils, these kind of psiles. It's another reason the Rishonim bring down the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos as a Gzeira the Rabbanon, Shemo Yanichenu Veyetze. It will not be so good, or maybe it will blow off, and he will leave and he will be left with Shabbos without Shabbos candles. And we'll see later on Siv Gimel, Gabi Itroin, that is light good, it lights good, but it has a bad smell. As a Gzeira the Rabbanon, Shemo Yanichenu Veyetze. Chazal asked, Gzeira the Rabbanon, Shemo Yanichenu Veyetze. Now, the Prime Godin brings down Afkiminis in between the two halachas. One Afkiminis the Prime Godin brings down, what would be if a person puts the candles in a bayis shtei koimes no b'manul, then in simen reisha in hey reisha in vov, we'll see that you're allowed to koirel or iraner is no gzera shemoyate, because it's locked up and you can't be mate. So the Prime Godin wants to say that here as well, he'll be allowed to use these psiles because there's no gzera shemoyate. Another nafkemina, what would be if there's one kosher in there and one posel in there? If it's mitzad gzeira shemayate, maybe it's a gzeira shemayate. He will use this other candle. He wants two candles. But if it's mitzad shemayanichenu v'yeitze, if he has one good candle, there's no shemayanichenu v'yeitze. Another nafkemina, the Prime Godin wants to bring down a person that doesn't have only these kind of tzilis. So if it's a gzeira de rabbonon shemayate, it's also. So what if he doesn't have a different candle? But if it's not a gzeira de rabbonon shemoyate, on a shemoyanichenu v'yeitze, and safek moitze midevadai, can I just see the Prime Godin maybe more nafkeminis, le'ikara aloche de mishnebur and shuchanor are learning that the isu de rabbonon is gzeira shemoyate. And all these aloches that we're going to learn will be coming out from the aloche of gzeira shemoyate. We'll have to see what would the gzeira of shemoyanichenu v'yeitze. We also pass in that, this is not a nafkemina, so we don't bring it down. Are we not choshesh for that? Could be a nafkemina. We'll see a person puts in the room where he's eating one candle that jumps. We'll see later a shita that if he has a different candle in a different room, it's no gzeir Hashem oyate. But for sure, the gzeir Hashem oyanichenu v'yeitze, for sure is shaykh. We'll see in the hemshech. But the ikar aloch et mishabura es shchanoruch es mashma, that the ikar psak is gzeir Hashem oyate, not gzeir Hashem oyanichenu v'yeitze. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch, Musaf is the Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Reis HaMachdalet, Seif Aleph, Zog the Shulchan Aruch, and Oisim Psilo L'Ner Shul Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a Psilo for a candle Shul Shabbos, Ben Ner Shul HaShulchan, the place that you eat, Ben Kol Ner Shul Malik Babayis, because the Gzeir Shul Moyate, Midobor Shaoir Eino Nechaz Boyer L'Nisrach Svivoysov, V'ashalevez Kefetzes, the fire jumps, Kegoyin Tzemer, V'se'ar v'kayoytze. Elo, you're only allowed to do it midobol sha'orim nitleboi. The fire catches good. Go'in pishton nefutzo u'begetsheish. Tzemer gefen katen. V'kilmiz v'kayoytze boi. This is the first halacha. Zog de mishne brures, yivkotn aleph, midobol atam b'psul psilas v'shvamim shen meirim. Chayshinen shamoyate akli. Maybe you make matet the kli sh'yovei ha'shemen sh'beteich el ha'psila. Kede sh'id lak yofe v'chayim mishu ma'avir. Kanbus v'lira b'kosot de nochoin. Lekatchile. להחמיר בקינבוס עם אפשר באחר. ברמוז ממשיך. What would be if a person was over on this aloha and he lit in candles מדבורים חזל אסר תלית. ואם הידליק מדבורים האסורים, אסור להשתמש לא אירוי. Not only that he don't let you to light it, if you use it, it's אסור להשתמש לא אירוי. ויש אומרים, even that לכתחילה you're not allowed to light them. אם יש נרחות מדבורים המותורים, if there's another candle in the house with dvorim amutorim, then there's no issur lishtamesh loira acherim. This is one heter. And another heter is dovor she'efshar lishtamesh beloiner, to sleep, mutar la'aseisei afilu etzel aneres acherim. But it's erev Shabbos, you could be samech on these shittas, yesh lahokel b'diyevet. So this shit is coming to say like this. You're writing, you're not allowed to light lekatchile, but b'diyevet, if you're living, you're not allowed to be nele lo'iroi. But if you have another candle, so again, the Prime Godin is v'nayik, you're not allowed to light al smach that you have another candle. But if you lit and it's already another candle, then you're allowed to be mishtamesh lo'iroi. And here the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas keseder in this halacha. Sifkotn gimel asurim ben bepsule psilas ben beshmanim. Asur lishtamesh afilu tashmish she'eino tzorich iyun. Shemoyat. Dile b'davar shetzorich iyun. Asur la'aseis b'shabbes to read lo'ira ner. Even with a ner, there's no problem. Come on, b'simen reishain hey. But here is a gzeirim yuches because it's not lighting good. So even not to read, you need a little bit to see. Also, it's also shemayate. That tas is another chumre. We know that in candles, if you read and someone is a shemayah, you're allowed to. The binyanina afilu biyashacherim isharayo isay afilu ochi osu. The yeshar izor shemayate. Mutol ishtamesh afilu mutter lishtamesh, afilu aneres emnes b'cheder acher, even if the candles are in the other room, so lechure, if the candles are in the other room, so what it helps, the kevin sheyesh b'mokim echad ner kosher, because it's in the other place, it's a ner kosher, yizko v'lo yate gam b'mokim es acherim, it will remind him, ken pirish amokin avrom, but you rabbi kosher shekamos avrom, davke b'oyser cheder atzmai, only if the other good candles in the same room, ואין בברגרו בדור המסך ויש אמרים שהוא מדם עליין חניקה ושום and there is only mutter if the ner חניקה is עמד אצלום there is משמע ממש אצלום אז הוא בנת במשתמש לא אירוי here is a reminder maybe the room is enough ולאי בחודר אחר אני מפורש כי הוא רבי בחיקוס בסוף מקום נסנל שהוא מחמר כשהוא עמד בחדר אחר so we have a מחליק the מוגן אברום holds it's mutter even if it's in a different room the אליהו רבי says דווקא in the same room now the chayim clear. What would be if I have an electric light? It's also enough, or maybe only a candle is enough, because a candle is a reminder. And maybe we have to go more deeper. If it's a reminder, so maybe it's a svara, only a candle and not a light. But maybe the reminder you need for sure. If it's in the other room, it for sure works as a reminder. But if it's in the same room, maybe it doesn't work as a reminder. And it works because anyway I have light, so there's no gzeira shemayate. If this is the lumdus, so maybe a fluorescent light will also be enough, because it's light, there's no gzeira shemayata again. We're clearing, we know the halacha is that if there's another candle, but the evid, you're allowed to be nene. You're not allowed to light such a candle, but with the evid, you're allowed to be nene. What would it be if you have a candle in another room? Mogen Avraham holds it's enough, the Eliyahu Rabbi holds it's not enough. What would it be if you have a light in the other room? Could be only a candle as a reminder, light that we light anywhere in the house, not like over Shabbos, it's not a reminder. What if the fluorescent is in the same room? Everyone holds that a ner is enough. So if it's also a reminder, maybe a fluorescent is not a reminder. But if the reason is you have to have just light like ner is Chanukah, maybe you're allowed to. Usually you stop it. So if Kotnevov, the second kul of the Ramah is the thing that you can do without a candle, you're allowed to do even like a candle. What is the thing that you can do shaloi like a candle? Ki goin lishka b'chedor olim shachiyayim min amartem terech klif v'shikurim ma'am. אבל לא דרך ברזס, סיפקות מזיין. דרמו בגלל הנוזי כולה, we said, the thing that you could do without a candle, you're allowed to do. מותר לעשות את זה, אל יורה בפירש, that the heter is דווקא to do these things that you could do without a candle, כשיש על קולפונים נר אחד כושר בבית של ידוי. And the house is in a different room is a candle. שעל די זה מותר אפילו בחדר אחר. אבל שער האחרונים פירשו דאפילו אין נר כושר כלל מותר לישו אמרים הזה. What is the machlekes? It's l'shitosei. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak it out clear, but this is l'shitosei. The Mogen Avraham that learned before that the heter is only if the candles in the same, in the other, even if the candles in the same room. Sorry, even if the candles in the other room. So we're allowed to use the light in this room. Now it's another heter. Like the Mogen Avraham, this is the Ramah. A thing that you don't have to use candles, you're allowed to do. So this is you're allowed to do even if there's no candle in the other room. Because if there's a candle in the other room, you're allowed to do everything with the Evet. This is the Mogen Avraham. The Eliyahu Rabbi Lishitosi that learned before that the heter is only the candles in the room. So he says the heter do use things she'ena roi lishtamesh b'shab she'lo yitzorich lishtamesh lo yiraner like to sleep you're allowed to do. This is, you don't need to have a candle in the room, but at least to have a candle in the other room. The Mogen Avraham cannot learn like that, because the Mogen Avraham Lishitosi learns that if there's a candle in the other room, even everything you're allowed to be doing. So the second sheet of the Ramah that is making for more things has to be when there's no candle in the other room. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskel, it's Shabbos b'di'evet mutar. If you're doing it for Shabbos Kodesh, b'di'evet it's mutar. Im yesh ner echad kosher inside the same room, because the Mogen Avraham, the mutar lishtamesh b'di'evet, afilu shalei letzer Shabbos. De lo yele ner echad b'lechut. כמו שקוסם בסימן רשע אין בו ואין ביור הלוכה זוג למשתברו בשם למוגן אברום what would be בדיעבד if it's a candle in the same room so the Ramah says that בדיעבד you're allowed to use it even for different things only the Tzerich Shabbos it's only if it's no candle in the same room but if it's a candle in the same room you're allowed to use it for everything בדיעבד so מוגן אברום לשיטוסי that the heter of the Ramah was when the candle was in the other room and the second heter to use it for every different things even with no candle. So the Mogen Avraham is mechadish, if there's a candle in the same room, and this is mistame al tzlait, you're allowed to use it with the evet for everything else. Zogt der Halacha der Elio Rabbi cannot learn like that, because the Elio Rabbi learns that the whole heter of the Ramo, if something is in the same room. And then that the Ramo says that it's mutter only by the heaven, it's Erech Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah finishes, ואין עוד דווקא להשתמש כשכבר הדליק, ומטעם דקייבן יש לי נרכושה, שמלג, סולה יוסי להטויה, זה גוד קאבר, הוא נעד קום תמי מטה. אבל אין להוקל מטעם זה להדליק לכתחיל לנרכושה עם הפוסל. אבל לכתחיל את הדו, את סלעי לכושר הקאבר, ולפוסל הקאבר, you're not allowed to. Brackets, פרימגודים ולבוש ישראל. If you see inside the פרימגודים, it says, why is the light here? What is the problem? It's not גזירה שמייתה. גזירה that he will come to light only with a bad one. The Levush Yisrael is a bit different. The Gzera is why it's also Shemoyate. Avada b'diyevet it's mutter, but l'katchila v'choshesh maybe even so be Shemoyate, so Chazal asked to do it. And here the Shaila, the Lomdim asked a big Shaila. Now, Achoynes Maneinu would name to Chonda v'poshu, that if a person lights Neres for Shabbos, and they start to become jumpy before Shabbos, he has to shut them off and light them again. Because if they become jumpy, Yoiver and the Takonet the Chazal, that the Zachdot is Gzera Shemoyate, Chazal don't let to use Erev Shabbos. This is Poshut. Now they have another Shaila. What if one of them starts to jump? So the Chuvah stole in this Machlekes. Lefin the Mogen Avram. But even if you will leave it, you're allowed to be Nene. But, even so, Leketchile Avada, you're not allowed to leave it. So if all of them are jumpy, it's Poshut that you have to blow them off. Even if one of them is jumpy, while the Mishnebura brings down even if we got him the Leketchile not to light like this, they say, Kol Zman is Erev Shabbos, it's called Lekatchile. After Shabbos came in, Lishtamesh Loiro, it's called B'dievet. But Kol Zman Shabbos didn't come in, it's called Lekatchile. So now declaring in our candles today, what if one of them starts to become jumpy Erev Shabbos? You have to blow him off or not? We have light, we have a lot of electricity in the house. Zeh Shemoyate, Yaitse is not a problem. But, Shemoyate, the Purbegodim says, that even if you have a lot of good candles, if you have one candle bad, it's a gzera shema yate, we don't have, but even so, gzera that he will light only with this candle, and then he will have a shema yate, it's a chazal aset. The lefidavush esrad, that the gzera that be'emes maybe he'll be matted at, this is the reason the aset is lekatchile, maybe when it's so much light, you don't have to be choishesh. The achronim came to ask another interesting shaila. Could happen a lot. What would be if a person lights Neir Shabbos and the fluorescent starts to jump? It's koifetz. With that fluorescent, could be you're not yoytze Neir Shabbos. You have to know if it's shayach the gzeir shemer yater, if it's not shayach, if it's shayach the gzeir shemer yamichan of yoytze. But he has different lights. We say, oh, the katchila, but you're not allowed to have a jumpy light with a good light. So if one of the lights is jumping, you have to shut it. Or no, it's only on candles that people light with them for Shabbos. Then we say, it's exactly, you're not allowed to have jumpy candles, even if you have different candles. But lights that people use anyway during the year in the house, and they're not doing a dafka l'kavod Shabbos, could be on that. Chazal never made exactly. I'm not so sure. You have to have a Rav Muvik to answer such a shaila. Seif Beis. Korach dovol shemadlikim boy, al dovol she'ein madlikim boy. He took dovol shemadlikim, but he wraps it around dovol she'ein madlikim. Im niskav hela boy, so he wants to have a very thick candle. Kedei lo hisi vayirosu, it's a gzeri derabonon. Shema, he will light only when the inside. Im niskav hela kshoy sapsilo, kedei shi toimed ezo, tishal she lemato, cotton is soft, linen is strong, muta. Umutam ze muta ligar dovol shemadlikim boy, al gabi gemi yekash, kedei napsilo ba'ashosh, it will stand strong. Also, so the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotten Beis, Av de'ata de'akricha oir nechaz yofir u'meir, v'lo yossi le'atois, afilo ochi osu, gzeir Hashem ha'yalik bo'y legamre. Mutar afilo malik shneem yachad, ha'kevin shemechav le'psilo, le'adliko le'goz r'boy. And I saw the Poskim Zmanei declare, lefi who you go. The company does it, for example, to make it strong. You want a bigger light, or the opposite. The company does it for light, you do it for strongness, lefi who you go. We'll see the end of the Ramah. Zog de Ramo, noisnim agargar shel melech a little bit salt, vegris shel pur, kind of bean, al pi aner b'erev Shabbos, kedi sheyedoy lekiyofe b'Shabbos. Lechuvet oni ha'itza toivo, shel melech levish ha'melech tzeles ha'shemesh et inumoshach achar ha'psilo, shel pur kedi laniach ha'psilo olov. Ktisef tefarek beit isa tam ha'iseken, kedi sheyeshoye v'doylek. It's mashmah only technically that it's good ha'itzas, how to make it to light. And Shulchan Arav was mashma, was a tzad that is a isur and is a big chiddush that it's mutter. We have to be ma'ayan in it.
שלום. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.